It's just 8 more days, and then we will go. It's Election Day. We will go to the polls and vote. One of the people up for re-election is Congressman Barney Frank in Massachusetts. There is a local blog, Anchor Rising, joining us right now, who has written about Congressman Frank and exactly how, in many ways, he enabled Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and caused tremendous debt, and also kind of has put us in the financial situation we're in right now, is Monique Chartier from Anchor Rising. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning, John. It's nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you. Tell us a little bit. You wrote about how the Wall Street Journal really has taken issue with Congressman Barney Frank, almost the architect of what has been driving Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Well, that's exactly right. He basically spent 10 years fending off any regulation of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac from people who wanted it to make more prudent loans. He pushed to have those loans expanded to very risky loans. He also remarkably denied that Fannie and Freddie were backed by the U.S. Treasury. He repeatedly stated this, saying that there's no threat to the Treasury, and even suggesting that could become a self-fulfilling prophecy. But in fact, they were, of course, backed by the Treasury, and he pushed to have these all these bad, dangerous, risky loans made. And because of that, that was a major contributor to the fiscal mess.
What's amazing is Congressman Frank and his irresponsibility continuing saying there was no federal liability there. And the fact of the matter is it was just the opposite. We ended up having to bail them out.
That's exactly right. He was pushing off regulations while at the same time he was trying to tell everybody that there was no liability to the taxpayers, when in fact there was. And I just am astounded that the Providence Journal has endorsed him in view of his major role in our fiscal crisis and of the $1 trillion bill that we're going to have to pay as a direct result of his role in this.
Monique, there was also, if you remember, just a couple of weeks ago, a tremendous confrontation between him and Bill O'Reilly on Fox News Channel, where even as late as just this past July, Congressman Frank was saying that they were running into some difficulty, but in the long haul, Fannie and Freddie should be just fine. And that obviously was ludicrous based on what happened just a month later.
It absolutely is. And I just, this one incident really makes me wonder how it is that someone who is as ill-informed and as unprofessional as Barney Frank could be in Congress when he, in fact, controls, our tax dollars and has caused us to be at risk to pay all this money.
Now, Monique, why don't you tell people how they can read your blog at Anchor Rising?
Sure. You just go to anchorrising.com, and we all have, five or six of us who contribute, and we put up an item, and then everybody, the whole world is welcome to comment on what we've written and what we're talking about.
I read it every day, and it's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you, Monique.
Thank you.